Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along. It is the milk bar. Jason here this week, and Rob had promised to be here for his last week before going to Bristol. He hasn't made it because he's currently house hunting in Bristol. So to join us in his place, Mandy Glynn, hello.
Hello there. Right.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yep.
Now, the room we're actually recording in at the moment, you're used to being in on a match day.
I am, yep.
Because you're normally here operating video screens and
yep,
the like.
Yep, that's it.
So here we are at Molyneux, and you can see your actual screen down there. It's not switched on today.
No, it just looks very strange now.
Yeah, because you haven't seen it without the other stand, the other
no,
side, have you?
No, I haven't, no. It looks very odd, yeah.
Bit of a shock to the system.
Yeah, a bit of a shock. I got lost.
Yeah, well, I had spent the longest time ever explaining to someone how to get in for the podcast record to somebody whom I actually work with on a match day. So that was an experience. But after going around the stadium five or six times, you're quite happy now and you've managed to make it through.
Yeah, I finally got here, yeah.
That's good. So, coming up on the podcast today, Robert Bowers makes a return. You don't know him yet. We'll have a chat with him. He does art, so we'll be hearing from him very shortly. We're also talking to Christine McGowan from the New Hampton Centre. There is an event that's coming up where if you buy a ticket, you can bring your granny for free. So we'll be hearing about that a little bit later on. Also, talking to Katie Love about the Battle of the Bands that takes place in West Park this coming Sunday as part of Compton's Family Fun Day, Compton in the Park. I'm then there helping to host that. And also on stage that day, we will have Andy O'Brien. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Now, you're going to be there performing, but you're going to give us a bit of a taste of what your music is like.
Oh, yes.
As we head for the podcast today. But whilst we're on the subject of music, we first of all go to the phone lines, where we're joined now by Susan Palmer, part of the organisation team for the Ironbridge Band Festival. Susan, tell us all about what's going on.
Well, the band festival takes place on the 16th and 17th of July at the Museum of Iron. It's the seventh year that we've had the festival, and we've got 15 bands coming to play for 2 days.
Now, what sort of bands are we going to be able to see at this event?
You're talking about brass bands.
So that is a lot of different people involved then, isn't it? Because there must be a good 15 to 20 minimum in any brass band.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yes. And we've got 15 bands coming from all over the place to play. We also do a big Last Night of the Proms concert on the Saturday evening, the 16th. That's in aid of the Seven Hospice. You need a ticket for that. But the daytime festivals are free.
And if people do want to get themselves along and find out what's actually going on, first of all, give us the web address now so people can start looking.
Right, the web address is www.ironbridgebandfestival.co.uk.
So ironbridgebandfestival.co.uk.
Yes.
And of course the Seven Hospice, like Compton Hospice here in Wolverhampton, doing a vitally important job and need as much funds as possible. So
absolutely.
good to support any event that's putting cash their way.
Yes.
And where do the bands come from for this?
We've got people coming from Cardiff, Oswestry, the Black Country, Wolverhampton. We've got bands coming from Milton Keynes and Llangollen and Coventry. And our star band at the Last Night of the Proms is the Tongrilis Temperance Band. And the supporting band with that is the Wellington Telford Town Band. So they come from all over the place.
I was just wondering what type of music they play.
They play every type of music you can imagine. Please don't get brass bands just thinking about they only play marchy kind of music. They do not. They play every kind of music imaginable. I'm always amazed at the programmes these bands play. It's wonderful.
It's anything from, S Club 7 through to a bit of heavy rock. Is that what they interpret?
They play everything imaginable. And James Bond themes and classical things. This year, we're very lucky. It's the special year. It's 25 years anniversary for Ironbridge becoming a World Heritage Site. And we've commissioned a new piece of music to be written by a local composer, Matthew Hall, especially for the celebration of the 25 years of Ironbridge. and a World Heritage Site.
So when does that get its first public airing then?
That will be played for the very first time at the last night of the Proms concert on the Saturday evening, the 16th.
So it's the 16th of July, your first chance to hear a very special piece of music.
Exactly.
And if people do want to get tickets for that one, tell us how much they cost and where they can get them from.
Right, they cost £10. And there's a buy your prom tickets button on our website. You can pay through, online. Or you can contact me, Susan Palmer, on 07980-475-335.
So that's Susan Palmer, 07980-475-335. Have a chat with you, you can sort the tickets out.
Usually we have 4,000 to 5,000 people through over the weekend, because it is 2 days, the Saturday and the Sunday, and then we do the last night of the proms on the Saturday night. That's where we raise the bulk of the money for the Severn Hospice, because all the ticket money, the £10, goes to the Severn Hospice.
And are the bands playing for free, or is it all funded as part of a council, Arts Council type grant?
No, the bands all come and play for free.
Brilliant. So they not only want to do it and share their music, but they're much appreciated by all those who know that they're doing it in a good cause.
Absolutely. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. This is the 7th year I've done this now, and every year it gets bigger every year.
Well, Susan, good luck with the whole event. I'm sure once again it'll be a roaring success. Fingers crossed for the weather as well.
That's the only thing I can't organise.
I'm sure you'll find a way for the 8th year. You'll get around that, whatever happens. But once again, the phone number if you do want tickets, 07980-475-335. And the web address once more?
www.ironbridgebandfestival.co.uk.
ironbridgebandfestival.co.uk.
If you put Ironbridge Band Festival in Google, it will come up with us anyway.
Find you at the top of the page.
Yes.
Brilliant. Susan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Ta for now.
Bye.
Mandy, so musically, what's your favourite kind of music? Because Andy's now going to try and recreate that sort of musical feel for you here in the studio.
I like all types of music, but I think probably my favourite is indie.
I was hoping you were going to say hardcore thrash trance with an electronic vibe, because he's only got an acoustic guitar down there. But so Andy, tell us a bit about yourself and your musical background to start off with. Do you fit into that indie genre?
Probably 100%.
That's good. Ticking the boxes so far.
What do you want to know?
Well, musically, do you do this sort of thing for a living?
I do, yes. I was fortunate enough that people liked what I was doing, and playing local pubs, clubs, weddings, any sort of thing that needs music.
So you are the wedding singer?
Yeah, kind of.
Are you doing predominantly cover versions? But because tonight we're all going to hear all of your own compositions.
The cover versions really pay the rent. My own stuff, I'm trying to push more than paying the rent now, so I'm trying to be noticed, really.
So the plan is to be rich and famous one day?
Not so much rich and famous, but maybe affect the world in some way with my music.
Okay, I can't think. Hey, I think just stick with rich and famous, it might be easier.
Yeah, that might be nice
to be fair.
As well, yeah.
You're not Bono.
No,
but, which is a good thing, and the reason you're here today.
Yes.
So let's take a listen to one of your tracks and give us a bit of a lowdown on where you're coming from with this tune.
Okay, this is a song, this one's mostly about women, so I hope I don't hurt anybody by this. There's nothing bad. It's all good. Yeah, I wrote this song. I think one of the subjects was women, so you have a listen. You tell
okay,
me what
we'll
you
sit
think.
Back. Mandy is definitely a woman, so she can comment in a moment at this time. Okay, take it away, sir.
This one's called Pick Me Up When You Fall. My head is full of symbols and it's going down the drain. I look to the skies if there's someone there to blame. It's a sorry situation, get no other way. Ooh, why are you trying to break me? I know there's a lot that can save me. I know him and I know him well. Ooh, why should I help you? Cause you never ever wanted me to. wouldn't pick you up if you fall. I wouldn't pick you up if you fall. If you fall, I wouldn't pick you up if you fall. If you fall. We're going on and on, it's such a change. My head is full of symbols and it's going down the drain. I'll look to the skies if there's someone there to blame. It's a sorry situation, you get no other way. Ooh, why are you trying to break me? I know there's a lot that can save me. I know him and I know him well. Ooh, why should I help you? Cause you never ever wanted me to. Wouldn't pick you up if you fall. Wouldn't pick you up if you fall. If you fall, wouldn't pick you up if you fall. If you fall.
I think we might get a round of applause in the studio. We have actually got a studio audience as big as the cast and crew, I think, today. What with your mate Jamie, who's popped in. Say hi, Jamie.
Hello.
And also Sophie. Hello. Daughter of Mandy. So we all seem to enjoy that one as well, which is good. Mandy, your thoughts?
I really enjoyed that. Yeah, right up my street.
You weren't offended in any way at all?
No, I wasn't.
Did you listen to the words?
No.
No.
I did listen to the words.
Carefully. Did you take notes?
Makes a change.
But you're gigging around and about. How on earth do you get yourself known then? Obviously, you've worked on the circuit for a few years because you're 106 now, aren't you? You're only but a young lad, aren't you?
I'm actually older than I look. Yeah. Any guesses?
Oh, I hate guessing. No, I don't want to guess.
I'm not a woman. Close.
I'd reverse it. 34 then.
No, 28.
28. Yeah. So, you know, not doing too bad, but making a living, which is what counts.
Yeah, that's it.
What plans have you got then for your world domination? How is that working? Because see, you're doing some stuff with a few record companies at the moment.
Yeah, I've got an audition tomorrow for a record company. Only a small label, but the trouble with gigging all the time, I find that. Use all your energy with that, and then the things that matter, like making a decent CD, videos, anything promotional-wise, I've neglected a bit, so...
So you need someone to shout at you to make that happen.
I need someone to give me a good kick.
Well, fingers crossed the audition goes well. We'll have some more music from you in a short while.
Yes.
So, no going away.
I won't.
And where are you going next? You tried to offend women. Anything else you're going to...
I try and... It's a bit crazy, really. I think... Mobile phones and Facebook are a massive thing at the moment.
Okay, so you'll be slagging those off in a bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's on the way. Meanwhile, though, we go to the phones. Joining us on the line, we have Christine McGowan from the New Hampton Arts Centre joining us once more. Christine, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you, Jason.
Now, you've got another big music event coming up, haven't you?
We have, an interesting one. We've got a show coming up on Friday and Saturday called Al Bowley's Croon Manifesto.
Okay, so that's this very weekend.
That's this very weekend.
Explain what a Croon Manifesto is.
Okay, well, have you heard of Al Bowley?
Only through Goodnight Sweetheart, the sitcom with old Rodney, what's-his-face. And mentioning it in that, because it does date back to the war, doesn't it?
He was a huge hit of dance hall days of the 30s and 40s. He was one of the first singers to kind of get his name in lights, whereas normally with the bands, you know, the singer didn't even get a mention. Mm-hmm. But he became a huge star. He took on the kind of new technology of the era, which was to start with the microphone. If you can imagine beforehand, singers just had to belt out, really. So he, using the microphone, discovered a new way of singing, basically, which is where the idea of crooning comes from, a sort of much more intimate way of singing. And he actually wrote a book about it, which is where the title comes from. So he was a big hit of the day, and the show is about his life, which was kind of roller coaster life. And as you say, he was in the war era. He was actually killed in London by one of the bombs that landed on London. So, like many great pop singers and that, he died young, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So the show is a fantastic combination because it's like a theatre piece. You've also got a live jazz band there called the Gramophone Party, who are a band from Birmingham, who are great. So you get a show, you get a concert, you get singing, there's a bit of audience interaction, there's a bit of filming going on, and then after the interval, the band plays and you can put on your dancing shoes and get up and do a few quick steps, waltzes, or anything else you fancy.
And have a bit of a boogie.
Indeed.
Now, it takes place on Friday the 24th at 1:30 in the afternoon, and Saturday the 25th at 7:30.
That's it.
Tickets cost £6, £5 concessions, and can be booked on the Newhampton Arts Centre ticket line 572090 in Wolverhampton. So 01902 572090. But there is a special offer, isn't there?
There is a special offer, and the special offer is called Bring Your Granny for Free. Because I saw this show at the Sandwell Festival, and one of the things that struck me is it kind of goes across generations. Even if you've not heard about Al Bowley, it's a really entertaining show. But obviously for older people who have heard of him, it's got that kind of extra dynamic. So we're trying to encourage younger people to bring their gran, their granddad, their great aunt, or their next door neighbour, or some other retired person along with them, so they can kind of share a few musical memories and maybe show them a few dance steps as well.
It sounds like it's going to be a really good fun night for all the family then.
It's going to be really entertaining, yes. Highly recommended.
So, and you've got loads more events planned as we head through the summer months now.
Yes, in fact, going back a day on Thursday, we've got Andy Irvine, who's a great Irish folk singer, coming.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're into the folk scene, that's on this Thursday, the 23rd. And then there will be more things rolling out as the summer goes on.
Well, give us your web address so people can come along and check out the details.
It's newhamptonarts.co.uk, and that's www, of course.
So three W's and newhamptonarts.co.uk.
That's the one.
Once again, thank you for joining us. We'll have to drag you in real life at some point, and next time you're getting a few gigs on down there, we maybe come along and enjoy them with you.
That would be good. Yes, do that.
And I do come and do emceeing for a reasonable rate, but I can't guarantee I'll speak English, as we've just discovered. Okay.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you there.
Okay.
Okay.
Christine, thank you for that. I'll catch you soon. Ta-ra for now. Bye.
Okay, bye.
So back to the live music in the studio. And you haven't bought your granny, have you, for this
one?
No,
I haven't, no.
Yeah. So no relatives. But you bought your daughter?
I bought my daughter, yeah. My daughter's granny's ill, so she couldn't make it.
Couldn't make it. But Sophie, now, is this your sort of music, indie rock, or do you prefer something else? Pop, you like some pop? Is there a poppy one that you can do for us now about your mobile phones and whatever else? Can you jazz it up a bit?
I read one when I was 15, so we'll see how we go with that.
Okay, right, so is this the Facebook one, or is this the other one?
No, this is just about being young and having the door knocked and your parents go to the door and you've been in trouble and the neighbours are knocking and you've been mischievous and stuff like that. So.
I can't imagine you ever were, Andy.
No, not at all.
Andy O'Brien, take it away.
This one's called Flick the World.
Believe I saw the light. Let me
use my force, I use all my might. Please believe that I won that fight. Look at the world, and the world goes round and round and round. Look at the world, and the world goes round.
Much more vigorous applause for you that time, Andy. We prefer that song, I think, to be fair. That's the way it sounded. But we can put your guitar down for a bit. But we might talk to you.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, because we're going to be talking Battle of the Bands, and you're taking part in the finals, which happen in West Park for Compton in the Park on Sunday. So what's the name of your band?
The name of my band's Good Swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a funny name, really, but...
We know what it means, so we won't go there. meanwhile, though, we... That's disgusting.
It's not.
It is.
None of us can swim.
Yeah, okay. We'll go to the phones with Katie Love, the organiser for the that particular bit of the event, is joining us on the phone now again. Hi, Katie.
Hiya, Jason.
Now, we spoke a while ago to talk about the actual event itself that's taking place in West Park this coming Sunday.
That's right.
Which is, it's the 26th, isn't it, of June?
It is. Yeah, that's right, Sunday.
And one of the first things that happens on the day is the Battle of the Bands, and it's going to be absolutely massive, isn't it?
It is going to be massive. I'm really looking forward to it now, yeah, now that it's getting closer, yeah.
Well, we've got six bands lined up. We've got the Good Swimmers and his guys. Knoxville Highway, we've had on the programme here before. Drink and Jive. They're sort of more of a country feel, aren't they?
They're sort of old classic, sort of rock and roll, jive songs, that kind of thing. So it's a real good mix, actually, we've got for the finalists, which is really nice.
We have Freeze as well. And there are some young girls who are going to do a bit of singing for us.
That's right. They're all from Cheslin Hay, actually, which is local to where I live. So,
Fly By Nature are on. They've been on the podcast before. And also Arcane Range are joining us. And they've got to be there bright and early because the event itself gets going at 9 o'clock and then the Battle of the Band starts at 10.
It does, yeah. We've got to get them out of bed early, I'm afraid. So they better not have a late night the night before.
Fingers crossed I won't be gigging in too many different places. But
that's right.
Now, the finalists have been made up of the bands which have received the most votes via the Compton and also the Wolf's websites. And you can actually hear clips of the bands in action, can't you, on your web pages?
That's it. If you just go to... it's actually on the homepage of our website now, so there's a click through to listen to all the bands on the homepage. And to get to that, it's just www.compton-hospice.org.uk.
And although people have been voting so far to get the bands into the final, the votes from the public still count. So every vote that's been cast already still counts, and you can still vote for your favourite band, can't you?
Yeah, the six finalists will be sort of put in order of preference, shall we say, as according to the public vote, and they'll all be given points from that. That'll be added to the judges' scores on the day, so every vote counts still, yeah.
And tell us about the judges.
Oh, well, I'm really, really pleased to say we have Dave Hill from Slade coming along as our head judge. We're absolutely thrilled about that.
Mm-hmm.
We also got Tim Haycock from The Wolf. I don't know whether you listen to his Drive Time show in an evening.
It's a shame about that, but then Tim's actually a lovely bloke. I'm teasing. I've known Tim for over a decade, but he's a top bloke, is Tim, yeah.
Oh, he's brilliant, is Tim. I love Tim.
He's going to suffer badly at the hands of myself and Dickie Dodd on Sunday, I can tell you that much.
I'm sure he'll give as good as he gets, though, Jason.
He can try.
And we've also got a young lad called Andrew Mosley, who's coming on behalf of Revolver Records for us.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't met Andrew before, but I'm sure he'll be he'll add something very special to the day as well.
And so. It is important for Revolver to like the band that do well, because they are now forming part of the prize which is up for grabs.
They are, that's right. I mean, it's been absolutely fantastic. We've been amazed at the response we've had from people. They've just keep offering us stuff, which is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And Revolver Records are now going to digitally release the winner's single. So that's a fantastic prize. And the winners will actually get sort of a percentage of anything they make on iTunes and whatever through that. So,
and they will get to record that single down at Bullet Studios. And
absolutely.
There'll be photography as well, courtesy of Dark Lens.
Yeah, a whole day's worth of photo shoot. So I'm sure they can make good use of that for their first album cover, you know.
it's all coming together rather nicely, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And to be honest, we've enjoyed doing it so much that I hope any bands that are still listening and wish they'd got involved will get in touch with us next year, because I think it's something that we will repeat next year.
Yep, for Compton in the Park 3.
But absolutely.
We're focused on this weekend, and not only have you got the great music from the bands, but there's some great music and some great displays taking place throughout the day. Just a quick recap on what's happening so I can remember what I've got to do on Sunday.
While the judges are deliberating on the Battle of the Bands, we've got a local belly dance group, Shakidin Belly Dance,
mm-hmm.
Who are going to do some fantastic displays for us. I've seen the costumes already. You'll be very impressed, Jason.
I'm looking forward
My
to
dad's
that.
Looking forward to it, yeah. we've also got Time Step Dance Studio are going to do a couple of displays for us during the day. They're going to be doing some cheerleading for us and some street dance. So we've got some little mini diversities coming. And we've also got some fabulous acts on stage. We've got a young lady called Amanda Greenwood, who's a brilliant soloist, who's going to be doing some music for us. We've got the Limelight, who are another local band who've supported Compton Hospice on a number of occasions and raised money for us.
They've been on the podcast too.
Have
so, yeah,
brilliant.
If you want to hear what they sound like before you come down, you can find that episode somewhere. We're on 106 at the moment.
I keep saying you know everybody.
It's sort of turning that way, isn't it? But there we go. I don't know Dave Hill yet, so I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Oh, fabulous. Well, maybe you'll get him on your podcast next as well.
Sounds like a plan.
We've also got a Lionel Richie tribute. We've got a David Essex tribute. And we've got Planet Rock, who are coming to do some of the old classic glam rock tunes. So hopefully they'll do a bit of Slade for us as well, you never know.
It could be interesting, they could get scored as well, and see how well they get on with the marking from our head judge. So that should be worth seeing. Well, it's going to be an absolutely massive day. So, glorious sunshine has been ordered. I haven't checked the weather forecast yet. Do you know what it says?
I keep checking it, and apparently it is going to be dry. So fingers crossed. Yeah, it's not looking too bad.
Well, it may well be as sunny as last year when we all had to get particularly toasted. We're expecting temperatures of 23 degrees C on Sunday.
Amazing.
So it
That's
should be
brilliant.
A glorious day in the park, so says my iPhone. But,
yeah, so there's no reason not to come then, is there?
Well, I'm already going to be there, so everyone else can turn up as well. Mandy, are you going to come to West Park on Sunday, Mandy?
Yeah, I'd like to, yeah.
Okay, you're invited. You can come along and join in.
Lovely.
Andy's already going to be there. Jamie's mate's he's playing drums, isn't he, the guy we got down here on the floor?
Our drummer's in Glastonbury. And we did not expect to get through, but...
Glastonbury was a bigger call for him, unfortunately. Slightly bigger venue.
Might be the worst thing he's ever done.
But, yeah, we might be able to compete in a couple of years. You never know.
See how it... Just arrange it for a different weekend. Because I wanted to the Wombles as well, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. But, Katie, I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. It should
be you too, Jason.
Absolutely brilliant. You've got loads of work ahead of you, including lots of things to do on Saturday, laying out the place for all the stalls and the like.
Yes, we've got lots of marquees to put up, and so I've got to get my muscles ready, you know. It's all good exercise.
The event gets ever closer. If people do want to vote, once again, what's the web address?
It's www.compton-hospice.org.uk.
Compton-hospice.org.uk, and then make sure you give us some money on the day.
Yes, please.
That'll be good. So look forward to that one. I shall see you Sunday. And meanwhile, we're going to take a listen to some more music from Andy as he warms himself up ready for the weekend. Okay.
Brilliant. All right, then. Thanks very much, Jason.
Cheers, Katie. Ta-ra for now.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Right, Andy, as mentioned, you have to perform. So what's the next song going to be?
I haven't actually thought. I was looking at that Commodore 64 in the corner there thinking, wow.
We do have a Commodore 64,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, Lord. That must be the last one left in England.
Oh, I've got two. So, yeah, there's actually two in this very room.
Wow.
And I've got a Commodore 32K PET business machine at home as well.
Wow.
Fabulous bits of kit. Absolutely useless, though. So, you a song about home computing from your youth now, or what have you got lined up?
I haven't written any songs about computers, but I might just do that now. No, this is a song. I only wrote this one last week.
Mm-hmm.
Silly story behind this one. But a friend of mine fell out with his partner, mm-hmm. and we went down the pub, and we asked if we could take the acoustics in, and we ended up writing the song.
So, alcohol-fueled and enjoyable nonetheless.
We'd had a couple.
Take it away.
Please stop calling me, no calling. Please stop calling me, I don't wanna see you. Please don't calling me, no calling. Please don't calling me, I don't wanna take you down. No, not around this town. You're not the one for me. It's plain to see. Cause I don't wanna take you down or mess your world around. It's okay with me. Please stop phoning me, no phoning. Please stop phoning me, I don't wanna hear you. Please stop phoning me, no phoning. Please don't phoning me, I don't wanna take you down. No, not around this town. You're not the one for me. It's plain to see. Cause I don't wanna take you down or mess your world around. It's okay, baby.
Round of applause once more.
Thank you.
Back to the phone lines we go there now, and we have Robert Bowers returning to the podcast. Hello, sir.
How are you, man? How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you? Because we last spoke, at Christmas when you came in for the New Year's quiz?
Yes, and we won.
Yeah, you did. Your team came top.
Yeah, I know.
And you did well. I was impressed.
But there was odd questions.
I made them up. They can't be that difficult.
Yeah, there was. It was like, what was 1-1?
Mm-hmm.
And I got Liverpool.
Yeah, easy to do. Now, Mandy is here.
Hello, Mandy.
Hi, Rob. Hiya.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah.
How's your feet?
Pardon?
How are your feet?
How's what?
My feet.
My feet?
Yeah.
But you have some.
Yeah, okay, lovely.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
I'm not entirely sure why you asked that question.
Not me.
Okay. I just thought it may be a new theme in art that you were working on at the moment.
Well, I've got two, so that's good.
Full compliment.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mandy has yet to experience any of your artwork, which even if she has experienced some of the oddities that are the things that you come out with. But what projects have you been working on of late?
Well, funny you should ask.
Mm-hmm.
There was me and Hannah on the team.
Yes.
Me and Hannah are now engaged.
I did hear about that, so congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir.
Woo!
And she's actually here now. What else? And we've set up a studio together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a fantastic exhibition coming up in April at Imlay Hall that Imlay Hall asked us to do. And we're going to do 25 pieces of Snowdonia and some of the Welsh coasts and Imlay Hall itself.
How on earth do you get choose the different subjects to work on and something like that? Snowdonia, a place you happen to enjoy visiting anyway? Is it your special place, the two of you?
No, it's our first time.
Yeah.
But it's a working holiday, so we'll enjoy ourselves, get some photographs, then we've got all the research that we need for the exhibition.
Sounds like a plan.
Two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm. And it must be difficult, though, when you come to somewhere like Himley Hall, and I should think there's a fair amount of space that you need to cover with art in the middle of some of their exhibition areas.
Well, we're going to be exhibiting in the Peach Room, mm-hmm. and they've stated that there's 25 pieces and up going in, which is it's a lot of work, and they're quite big pieces as well. Plus, they also want us to do one of Himley Hall itself that they'll keep in the Himley Hall collection, which is an honour, a total honour.
Absolutely, and I mean, your artwork's featured all over the place, as we've said in the past. And
it is, Netherton, Cradley, Bilston.
I was thinking more of some of the stuff in the States as well.
Oh, yes. What's his name? Old Canoe Reeves.
Yeah, he's got some of your stuff gracing the walls.
Yeah, the President of China, he's got some. Who else? Mo Molan. Oh, Lloyd Webber.
Mm-hmm. I like the way that you're working as a team now, and you're being prompted by Hannah in the background,
yeah.
too.
Well, you know, I was such a free and liberal person. Now I know where my place is. Wherever Hannah tells me it is.
Yeah, you're being kept under control.
Oh, definitely.
I didn't think that was possible.
No, believe me, it is.
So what dates have you got for the exhibition?
Well, we start from the beginning of April, and it runs for 2 months,
mm-hmm.
solid, which we're opening the, as they call it, the season, which is, again, another honour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a highly prized opening times.
And to get 2 months is absolutely brilliant. So you've got to spend the whole of this summer through to Christmas preparing all the pieces.
Painting all the pieces, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does this leave? After Wales, in 2 weeks' time.
So that's the start of the holiday come painting exercise.
Yeah.
Has this leave much time for you to do anything else? Some of your little more obscure side projects? And
I haven't done any nighttime decorating for... I'm sensible now, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've not done no nighttime decorating for a while. But I can't say where, but students of mine have taken on board the other time, you know, the nighttime decorating,
mm-hmm.
and they've created their own group out of it, and now they're selling T-shirts and stuff like that.
Well, at least that's going to get them into less trouble flogging T-shirts.
Exactly. So it's street art, but we're still making money.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, street art is very popular because it is a great way of expressing yourself. And back when we were both young, the slogans you used to get on your T-shirts were one way of doing it. But if you can have a bit of a unique piece of artwork on there too, even better.
Oh, definitely. I mean, one of the lads who set up his business now, and he's just finished up at college, he's setting up a business to get him through uni. Just doing his T-shirts, which is fantastic.
Is it something that you may be tempted to get involved in at a later date as well?
Well, they send me the designs and I just have a look over them and say, well, this will work, or change this area. I just want them to do well.
Are you doing much tattooing of late? Because we seem to have ended up talking to quite a few tattoo artists over the last few months as well.
I'm doing a hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it's all fine art, really. Apart from the fact that a canvas doesn't shout ouch when a person does.
So is your touch getting a little more delicate? Are you able to control the pain a little more?
Gosh, no, that's all part of it.
If they haven't suffered for your art, they don't deserve it.
Exactly. If I'm suffering, so is everybody else.
That's the way it should be. So have you and Hannah got a date and a time for tying the knot as yet?
We're going to look at next autumn.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just, like, looking at houses and stuff like that now.
Maybe Himley Hall could do you a discount on the grounds that you're doing
your
exhibition there.
Hoping.
Yeah. And you could actually have wedding paintings rather than photographs.
Exactly.
I think that could work.
Yeah, do you want to be my agent?
We can work on that one. I think there's been money to be made from you, boy. I'll tell you that much.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you.
So, other than that, though, anything we can see in the very near future, any of your exhibitions or artworks that are legally available anywhere?
I've just said yes to do a public commission for Wolverhampton,
mm-hmm.
By Where the Motorbike Is, and that's going to be, what is it?
You're not going to put a KFC in there, because I think that's been done already.
Yeah, I ain't going to do that, no. No, I'm doing an FCK, so that's a dyslexic takeaway. I'm going to say that because I am.
Yeah, but you're it's allowed.
K.O. Anyway, but yeah, it's going to be a bicycle shed, store, no, what is it? Lockup. Banners, railings, all to do with the surrounding areas, and I'm getting a lot of the schools involved in it to do some of the design in that as well.
So, more than one area of input, but you've got to pull it all together and turn it into a piece of artwork, once again, as you say, commissioned by Wolverhampton City Council.
That should be soon. You should start seeing things being put out there soon.
I shall have to drive past Waitrose and see if I can spot it. I don't normally shop at Waitrose, I can't afford it.
Yeah, right, whatever.
I can't.
Yeah, Lidl.
Exactly. That's me. No, I'm more of an Asda man, to be fair. I love their George clothes as well.
But see, that's only one up from Lidl.
Is it? Okay. My feelings are hurt now. I'm going to have to go and shop at Sainsbury's, aren't I? But there we are. So, loads of stuff going on. The website will keep people posted on exactly what's happening.
Okay.
Which is?
Robert Bowers. Oh, it's not. It's bowersart.co.uk.
Bowersart.co.uk.
I don't know.
You don't use it, do you? You have somebody else put the stuff on there for you. Hannah looks after that now, don't she?
Yeah. You're asking me questions. I have no idea. I'm just somebody who doodles.
Yeah, you do a few pictures, a few paintings, and a bit of handicraft along the way.
That's it.
Okay. And aside of the nighttime decoration that doesn't take place anymore, along the lines of things like your Blue Bump project, anything else in the pipeline along those lines?
I have been creating little creatures where I've been around car boot sales, got loads of dolls, dinosaurs, toys, pull them apart, stick them back together and create little oddities, really, I suppose they are.
And these are the ones you have to check how many feet they've got, because they could have extra.
Yeah. You'll have to... I tell you what, you keep saying it, but I've invited you down. I was going to put the kettle on before, but I won't now. So you can come down, there'll be no drinks.
Okay.
You spoiled it for yourself.
Ruined it, Jake. I'll bring a flask.
Okay.
But I will try and get in. I've just been very busy of late. I've been here there... 2 years ago, you promised to send me some Blue Bumps in the post and never did.
I did, and they never returned.
Well, I've seen nothing of them. We'll have words on that one.
Okay.
But, okay, I will come and see you. Fantastic. I will try. When are you... We'll have to sort out something out. We'll sort out when you next actually got a public viewing in your workspace, or if we can fit sneak in some time when you're being secretive about your project work.
Fantastic.
I will try and get down there very, very soon, okay, then?
Okay, and we'll get you tattooed up.
No. In a word, no, not happening. With the gentleman we have playing music tonight, Andy O'Brien, is covered in tattoos, aren't you, sir?
I've got a couple.
A couple, yeah. He's trying to look all rock and roll. So,
okay.
We're getting someone else we can send along for the next one, so possibly we can get him down to you, okay?
Lovely.
Right, meanwhile, though, I shall leave you to the rest of your evening and catch up with you very soon.
Have a good one, Jason.
Cheers, mate. I'll see you soon. Ciao now.
Ciao.
Thanks, Robin. You don't forget, you're back for the quiz again at Christmas, okay?
Oh, yeah, lovely.
We'll book you in now.
Brilliant.
Ciao out of it.
Ta-ra.
Right, there we go, Mr. Bowers on his way. And if you do fancy some more tattoos, mate, we can probably put you in touch.
You make me sound like I'm this massive, great big guy covered in tattoos.
No, it's fairly slight, and I say it is purely for the rock and roll appeal that you've gone for the tattooed look, I'm guessing.
They're not even finished.
Okay, so fourth tune from you. What have you got lined up for us this time around?
This is a song that actually, whenever we gig and stuff as a band, that people, it sticks in their head, and they say, can you play that song again? It's one of those songs that I kind of go through stages of hating because I play that much. Then I think to myself, it's actually quite a catchy tune.
Okay, well, you take it away. Let's take a listen.
This one is called Ignorance. Cause you phone me, not I phone you, which makes me think you ain't a clue about what's. Yeah. Cause your silly text, your stupid game, now who's the one who gets to blame? Say it loud. Yeah. Cause I've changed my phone from old to new, it's all fixed up, brand spanking new. Say it loud. Yeah. Cause I'm not blaming you, it's you who's keeping up all night. Yeah.
so knocked down on my door. Is that alright? Is that alright with you? You phone me, not I phone you, which makes me think you ain't a clue. Sell out, yeah. Your silly text, your stupid game. Now who's the one who gets to play? Sell out, yeah. Cause I'm not blaming you, but you was keeping me up all night. Yeah, I've got working early morn, so please don't knock down on my door. Is that alright? You haven't a bloody clue. Cause all the things you said.
Oh. Once again, excellent. I've heard that one on your YouTube feed. I enjoyed that one. So we will see you in action on Sunday, but you'll have the rest of the guys with you from the band?
Definitely.
Okay, so how many will you number?
There's four of us in the band.
So four on stage, including the
invited drummer.
Yeah, standby drummer Jamie. So... He's behaving himself. He hasn't even tapped his feet during any of the songs.
He's heard them that many times. So,
right. He's bored with your songs as you are. Hopefully,
no, he loves them.
Hopefully, Dave Hill from Slade will love them along with the rest of the guys. Tim Haycott loves his music, so he'll be okay there. And also, the rest of the judging panel, I'm sure, will do you well. You can vote compton-hospice.org.uk. He says trying to remember the web address if you want to vote for Andy and his band, The Good Swimmers. Before we head off today, though, we now are joined on the phone by Roy from Scouting for Girls, singer-songwriter. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thanks.
You're back on the road. You're currently promoting the latest single, Love How It Hurts. So where on earth have you been the last few months? It's been a little bit too quiet for my liking.
This year, we've been recording some new tracks. We're doing like a deluxe version of our album. And we've recorded four new tracks, which you can download individually, so you don't have to buy the album. So we're not ripping off the fans. We're milking it, but we're not ripping
it. I'm not pushing it too far.
Yeah, and we did a tour. We did a big European tour over March into April, like throughout Europe, and then we ended up at the MEN and Wembley Arena, so biggest shows of our life. And now we're just sort of working album three and doing a few summer shows.
It's great that you've been able to get out to so many people, because you know your music's hugely popular. And I mean, Andy, who's been playing music for us today, you even do a cover of a Scouting for Girls track during your set, don't you?
I used to do it quite a lot when it was a massive track, She's So Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Everyone used to go mad for it, so yeah. My missus is a massive Scouting for Girls fan.
We do go down well with the ladies.
Yes.
We try and make music that is fun music. I think in some ways I can see how sort of She's So Lovely is kind of appeals to girls, but it's supposed to appeal to guys as well. You know, like she's 30, turned 38. You know, I think blokes find that funny. There's a song on our new album called Posh Girls, which goes, posh girls have good manners, but they go like the clappers because they never got to hang around with boys at school. and that song about Michaela Strachan as well, that's like a bloke song. So
we don't back to that one. Michaela Strachan, yeah. Why, what, how, what, when? Come on, you're taking us back to the late 80s, early 90s now.
Well, exactly. Michaela Strachan, she was part of the Holy Trinity of childhood crushes. There was her, Jenny Powell and Jet from Gladiators.
Was it, Jet. Yeah, well, I was hugely envious because my sister went to see Bross, not that bit, but she actually met Michaela Strachan at the gig and Debbie Gibson supported. I mean, two of my favourites when I was of the right age.
That's pretty good. Well, the last gig we did, it struck me for a bit. It took me a while to realise, but there were a couple of girls dressed up with Michaela Strachan masks. Did you see them? Sorry, I'm with the boys at the moment. And it kind of, it did freak me out, because I thought it was actually Michaela Strachan for a split second. Then I realised there were four of them. Yeah.
Good luck with the forthcoming album.
The single is going to be out on July the 10th. Just scoutingforgirls.com. That's got all our live dates, all our festival dates, and all the info about the new songs. See you later.
Bye.
And that's it. It's time to go home now. End of the podcast. So thank you for joining us. Thank you to all our guests. Mandy, thank you for being shy and quiet.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Jackson.
It's nice to have you in. You want to see what else happens in the cupboard that you normally work in as opposed to a match day. So this is an experience.
No, it's been interesting.
It's different.
Different.
And you know where to get yourself a T-shirt from there that's been graffitied as well. So that's another opportunity.
What a nice guy he was.
Yeah, Rob is well cool. We like him. There we go. So we'll hopefully see some of his artwork in the very near future appearing around the Ring Road again, which is the way we like it. Right, so we shall disappear as episode 106 draws to a close. 107 back with you next week here in the Milk Bar. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the Milk Bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Yeah.